Back now with Day to Day, we're continuing to bring you the latest on the news from Virginia Tech University. 21 people were killed there today after a gunman opened fire. The gunman was also killed, though it's not known whether he shot himself or was killed by police. NPR's Noah Adams has been following this story. He joins us now from Washington. And Noah, from what you've been able to piece together, what happened this morning?
Well, it's difficult to say, Madeline. There were two shootings, as you know. It first happened, first started at 7:15 a.m. Eastern Time, and then the second set of shootings took place about 2 hours later while the campus was locked down. Those numbers may go up, the number of dead may go up. Quite a few people were indeed wounded. And you can imagine the scene on the campus now, the 28,000 students there, 28,500. Every parent who has a youngster there is trying to call in. I bet a lot of them are getting into their cars and driving to Blacksburg, Virginia, or even trying to fly there just to offer some comfort and indeed find out if their student was okay.
Yeah, and where is Blacksburg? I understand it's about 3 hours away from Washington.
Yeah, 3 or 4 hours. You drive down Interstate 81, and you know it curves down. Virginia's a long curving state going below West Virginia all the way out to Kentucky, and this is about an hour southwest of Roanoke. It's off the Blacksburg is off the interstate by about 20 miles. It's over in the New River Valley, and I did quite a bit of research there for a book a few years back about the New River. It's a pioneering area. It's beautiful. They filmed part of Dirty Dancing there up in the mountains at Mountain Lake, and beautiful, and the campus is very stately. These are stone buildings. It has a sort of a Gothic feel to it, wide open river valley, and it's just a horrific event in a very beautiful student setting.
And Virginia Tech University is primarily an engineering school?
Engineering, but many would say a sports school because they've been doing so well. It was Virginia Polytechnic Institute, and now it's Virginia Tech, and a really progressive high-tech school. They do great in sports. They do great with producing the tech leaders of the future, and it's got a great reputation. And, you know, again, I can't emphasize enough sort of it's off of the beaten path. It's away from the interstate. It's away from the metro areas. It's a long way from Roanoke and Richmond and Charlottesville. And to have something like this happen there, even though it's a big school, it feels like a small place when you're there. And Blacksburg is a very small town.
Okay, NPR's Noah Adams, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we're joined now by a student who heard some of the shots fired. This is Ben Huber. He's an 18-year-old freshman at Virginia Tech. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
So what happened this morning when you were there? Where were you? How close were you to this incident?
Earlier this morning, I had my first class of the morning at a Schultz Dining Center, an English class in the dining center itself. And like right after I had finished a class, I'd walked to McBride, which is another learning center, probably about 100 yards away from Norris Hall. At the time, like many, it seemed about maybe 15 squad cars had arrived on the scene. And it seemed like there were shots being fired. I could not tell if it was in the police in retaliation at the time, because they were behind the building, or if it was gunman himself. It was kind of hard to tell.
You're walking across the campus and you walk into a gun battle?
No. As I had finished my class at the base of McBride, you could hear shots ringing out from behind Norris Hall, which is about 150 yards away.
Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty close to me. So you saw a gunman. Did you see people injured? I'm sorry, you saw the police. Did you see people injured?
Well, as we were forced to move away from McBride, I walked across around the drill field to the base of War Memorial Hall, which is directly across from Norris Hall. And as we sat there, there's actually a gentleman with a pretty high-powered telescope, and we watched as like they carried what seemed to be casualties and, unfortunately, even perhaps dead bodies away from the scene through the entrance of Norris Hall.
What is happening on the campus now? And are you still on the campus itself?
Actually, yes. Right now, it seems to me that most of the entire campus is on lockdown. I'm actually back at my dorm now, which is Cochran Hall, which is actually right next to the site of the shooting, the first shooting by West AJ this morning.
So, and there are other students around there.
Yes, most of us are just hunkered down in our dorms right now. The buildings are on lockdown.
So are there police around? Are there security people in the halls there? Or
Not in directly in our building. Actually, there's a few squad cars right outside the building next to ours because that's where the site of the first shooting was this morning. And I guess they're still completing their investigation of the scene.
And what are kids doing?
I mean, most of us are in here just actually listening to the news, trying to figure out what we can, talking to other people on campus, trying to piece together what exactly is going on. Most people are calling their parents to see if they're just to let them know they're okay.
And have you heard from your family, and where is your family? Where are you from originally?
I'm from Windsor, Virginia, which is a town in southeast Virginia. I actually got a chance to talk to my dad and my mom just now. The cell phone lines were down, I guess, for a while. They're having trouble taking the load, I guess, of all the cell phone calls going through. But I eventually got through, and I got to talk to my parents.
So what are you going to do when lockout ends? Are you going to stay on campus or get out of there?
I trust for the most part that they've probably gotten everything together. I think they've done a pretty good job. Just from the response time, they did a good job. I think they did a good job of clearing the campus. So I feel pretty safe here now. And once this is all over, I'll probably just go venture out with my friends and probably go get some food, I guess.
Yeah, I imagine. Well, it must be very difficult for you all there, and you have our sympathies.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Ben Huber. He's an 18-year-old freshman at Virginia Tech University in Blacksburg, Virginia, where at least 20 people have been killed in one shooting, two shootings. The number's still unclear at this point.